I want you to think about the reading that we had a little bit ago, where the writer of that Psalm 119 in the beginning and throughout Psalm 119 spends a lot of time talking about the Word of God, the importance of the Word, the importance of knowing the Word, the importance of putting that Word in our heart, the importance of putting that Word into practice in our lives. We know that the Word of God is powerful, right? Sharper than what? Two-edged sword. David said, I have hidden thy word where? In my heart. Okay? The lesson this morning, this lesson time this morning is going to be a little different than what you're probably accustomed to. I am going to be reading from the Word with no commentary. The goal of which being that we can just simply focus on the Word. We're going to be talking about the subject of love. And I've got a series of scriptures, some long, some short, that I'm going to read. But I don't want to interrupt the reading with any commentary on my part. I want the Word to speak for itself. I also don't want to interrupt the flow of the reading by announcing where it is I'm at. So that's what the PowerPoint is going to be for. The PowerPoint will, on the screen, will show the scripture reference, and I will simply be reading the scripture. Okay? So let's think about what God tells us, what the Word tells us about love. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I should have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like it. You will love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you will love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. If there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he gave commandment. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. Honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. By this what we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. If someone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you will love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Let all that you do be done with love. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God has a lot to say about love. Loving our brethren, loving our neighbor, the love that God had for us. I asked the question earlier, do we know God? Now I also ask the question, do we love God? God so loved us that he gave us his Son. We just celebrated the importance of his death, burial, and resurrection. He tells us that to be obedient to that love, we need to repent. We need to be sorry for the things we've done. Turn away from them, not to commit them again. Ask God for forgiveness and to be baptized into his name. If you have not been baptized into the name of Christ, God loves you. God knows you. But you don't know God and you have not shown God your love. If you have been baptized and are lacking in the knowledge of God or lacking in the love of God, we encourage you. Talk to God. Ask him for forgiveness. Ask him for wisdom. Ask him to show you the way. Love never fails. God loves you, but do you love him? If the day is the day of your salvation, we invite you to come forward as we stand and as we sing.